KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And it is 71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you this Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour: an attack at the Meadowood Mall with a machete. Coming up, why one man was not shopping for a new pair of slacks this hour. Almost 90 people getting tickets from RPD during a sting last month. Directly ahead, what they were ticketed for. And you can see it in the air. Air quality taking a dive on the way. Why you can almost cut the sky with a knife today. These stories and more coming up on the News at Noon, live and local from the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206.
Thank you, Greg. Too little, too late is what David Park of Park Ranch Holdings is saying about Douglas County, so they'll be heading to court. Sheep. Lots of sheep around Carson City. We'll tell you why and where. And Fritch Elementary School team. Not a big win for the state and placed in the state. And we'll tell you about that. And we'll wrap up the show today on horseback. Yesterday, Brianna Cowan, candidate for Assembly District 39, was asked a question. Greg, you asked it. That's the way we wrapped up the show, and so we will talk about horses at the very end of the show today. It's a beautiful day outside. It is 12:08 at FM News Talk. You're listening to the Noon News, Greg.
And thank you, Jerry. It's our top local story at 12:08. The Meadowood Mall, the site of an attempted machete attack. This went down yesterday afternoon around 3:30. Reno police say the suspect ran into the JCPenney at the mall, armed with the machete, and began threatening someone else while taking some shoes. The man ran off but was later caught by Highway Patrol on Hamill Lane. The suspect not identified. 88 tickets, 489 warnings from Reno police after a safety crackdown last month. RPD says they swarmed designated pedestrian safety zones downtown and went both after drivers and pedestrians who were breaking the law, jaywalkers included. Warmer weather is here a little earlier than normal, you know that, and that means area bears are getting something of a wake-up call, and they're hungry.
If you encounter a bear, obviously stay a safe distance away from it. We want you to haze it safely and from a far enough distance. If you have a car nearby, use that horn, use that alarm, make yourself big. And I know it sounds silly, but bang pots and pans. Bears don't want anything to do with us as much as we don't want anything to do with them. They are just looking for food.
Yes, they are. Kenzie Marjot with the Nevada Department of Wildlife talking with KRNV TV Channel 4. Well, earlier there was smoke and haze in the air. Did you see that this morning? Well, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. The U.S. Forest Service is doing some prescribed burns west of Reno over the next 2 weeks, as long as the weather cooperates, that is, and it sounds like it might not this weekend. Crews will burn about 600 acres of vegetation as they work to minimize the fire danger. Work's going to start at 9 a.m. each day. Drone activity is banned in the Dog Valley area. Don't fly them. Roads will be open, but drivers are asked to slow down and be mindful of the workers. Sorry, kids. It's going to be an extended school year for Washoe County District Schools, thanks to two snow days that were taken in February. You might remember those. Monday, June 8th will now be the last day of school. That means we have to go through a weekend and extend it into the next week for most district schools. It will be a half day. This excludes Incline, Gerlach, and TMCC High School. Recess rethought. The Carson City School District wants to rethink its recess policy.
It's pretty difficult for our principals to schedule sometimes. We just wanted to give maybe our school site administrators a little more flexibility in how they would schedule that recess throughout the day.
Now, district officials say recess is important for the kids, and that's why they want to make sure their policy is the best it can be. Well, you might already know this, but there's a lot of misinformation about mental health on social media.
That's according to a new study that found sites like YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and X are spreading misleading or unsubstantiated claims, with TikTok being the worst. The offending videos cover everything from autism to ADHD, and a lot are based on personal anecdotes rather than professional guidance. Researchers warn that misinformation can lead people into making incorrect self-diagnoses, leaving real underlying problems untreated. The study was published in the Journal of Social Media Research. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And it's a scene right out of Ocean's 11 at One Las Vegas Casino. Several workers at Binion's Gaming Hall are being accused of stealing nearly $300,000 from their employer. Word is the three people are charged with skimming money from the registers. The thefts allegedly started in 2022. This lasted all the way till last year. Metro says that the investigation started after an audit at Binion's Cafe. One suspect reportedly told police the trio swiped about $200 a day from the registers. Well, word is that with the cost of filling up a tank often breaking the $100 mark, many Nevadans are now turning to e-bikes. Epic e-bike adventure says many adults in their 20s, 30s, and 40s even are now buying e-bikes instead of electric cars. They say a chunk of those customers are food delivery drivers who simply cannot afford the high price of gas. They add that one customer commutes by e-bike from all the way from, think about this, Boulder Station. That's on, I believe, the far east side of Vegas to Mandalay Bay. That's one heck of a ride. Well, yesterday in Reno, U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto told a crowd at a Head Start facility that she's working to expand help for kids and parents. She says proposed legislation would let families begin receiving the child tax credit starting with the first dollar they own. She also wants more funding for teachers who are willing to work in that field. From the Keystone Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time 1212. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Now I've got a brand new e-bike for sale. Can I use this forum to do a kind of a Tradio thing and get the best bid for an e-bike? I literally do. Maybe I'll start driving that from Gardnerville to Carson City with the cost of gas and diesel. Too little, too late is what David Park of Park Ranch Holdings is saying, and he's not interested in an offer from Douglas County to settle the litigation of Muller Lane Parkway. The accusatory tone of the county's letter is a non-starter. Douglas County and the RTC bungled the design of Muller Parkway and failed to timely complete construction. The drainage improvements were not installed in tandem with the road as promised. Quoting Mr. Park, County Manager Jennifer Davidson says, for many reasons, completing construction of Muller Parkway may now be possible, or impossible, rather. Park Ranch has taken inconsistent and unreasonable positions that do not offer the county a way forward. That's a quote from Jennifer Davidson. An October trial is still scheduled, according to the court's clerk's office. This is Northern Nevada's Noon News, where you get traffic and weather together and your news right here at home, 99.1 FM News Talk, and the Noon News Time. For traffic is 1214, Phil.
We don't have any collisions working right now. It's pretty darn good in that regard. There is some debris on southbound 588 East 2nd Street. Something fell off. It looks like the back of a truck. Also in Spanish Springs, broken down motorist on Pyramid Highway at Dolores Roads on the southbound side. And I want to remind you, they're replacing all the old bridges on Interstate 80 between the California state line and McCarran. There are delays and there are lane closures. Be prepared for a long slog on the way to the California state line. It is 64 degrees in Sparks, 63 in Carson City, 68 in Yerington, 52 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Favor the sunshine this afternoon. Going to be the brightest afternoon we'll have probably till next Tuesday, the way things look. Increasing clouds tomorrow and Friday. Chance of showers Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and much cooler weather, 50-degree weather for the high on Sunday. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting a car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
The smell of smoke was in the air this morning. I'm John Potter for the new news. A quickly moving brush fire broke out off West 4th Street just east of Mayberry by the railroad tracks. Fire crews say it was triggered by sparks coming off a train. The blaze torched close to 2 acres near Ebros Park by the river. Trucks got on the scene quickly and the brush fire was extinguished. There's also a 2-week-long prescribed burn happening in Dog Valley, west of Reno. Altogether, as of now, the air quality in the Reno Sparks area is at 81 AQI. That puts us in the moderate category, which means very little effect on people except for the elderly and those with lung conditions like asthma, who are advised to make outdoor activities light and short. That caution won't be for too long. The U.S. Air Quality Index is reporting our local air quality will be in the green. Good for Thursday. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:19, and if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know this afternoon. Number one, machete man at the Meadowood Mall. A man enters the Reno Mall and threatens at least one with said machete while taking some shoes at the JCPenney. Kind of rhymes. He was later caught. Sorry, kids. Washoe County Schools will extend the school year thanks to 2 snow days in February. Last day of school for most in the WCSD will be Monday, June 8th, and it will be a half day. And as John just mentioned, control burns throughout the air, leading to some hazy air quality in the Reno region, but it may very well improve. That certainly is some good news there. It is our top national story. An hours-old ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran may already be in danger of collapse.
Iran is reportedly closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli attacks in Lebanon. You had the statement from the Iranians claiming that the ceasefire also applied to that fight. And the president, in a few calls he's had with reporters, indicating that that's a separate skirmish and doesn't apply. He also had put out word this morning in an interview with a network that perhaps the U.S. and Iran would go into some sort of a joint venture controlling the strait after Iran indicated that ships that pass through need to coordinate with their military.
And that's Fox's Jackie Heinrich from the White House there. Other news that we are following this hour, word is that, this is interesting, organizers of an electric ferry up in Oregon and Portland are looking for community support. It's called the Frog Ferry. It's not yet quite a reality. Their goal is to raise $2 million, which would make them available for state, federal, and private support. The ferry would run from Vancouver to Oregon City with 9 stops on the routes. Ferries. Haven't heard much about a ferry to get around in quite some time. From the Keystone CPA studio in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft.
The Carson City Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Department. There is one. Are coordinating the 20th year of the annual fuel reduction program using sheep for the first few weeks of this month. This year, there are 2 herds of sheep grazing in Carson City in the hills, totaling approximately 2,400 sheep. How do you get all those sheep into Carson City? Well, slowly, yes. Some herded in from the north end of town, and some will be trucked in and released in the hills behind Greenhouse Garden Center, and that'll be this Saturday, April the 11th, and the sheep will be grazing in Carson City through the end of May. Listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback always welcome. Tap on the shout out cloud or menu bar and sound off. The best one of the hour gets a $100 gift card at Glen Eagles in Carson City for the best steaks in town. The app is free at the App Store, and your news is free too. You know that from your local news station, 99.1 KKFT. Noon news time and traffic time is 12:22.
We're doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. No accidents to tell you about, moving along at the limit. But I want to remind you, on Mill Street in Reno, between 580 and Wells, they're doing a whole bunch of road work in that area. They have for a few months, but they're really getting to it now. And it's one lane in each direction, slowing things down considerably. You should use 2nd Street as an alternate route. Looking at our temperatures, it is 66 degrees almost everywhere. It's 66 in Sparks, Dayton, and Smith Valley, 52 degrees in Incline Village. Here's your weather forecast.
Another day of mild weather, but it's all going to be changing gradually. Upper 60s tomorrow after low to mid 70s today, but by Sunday, just around 50. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
During the Black Hawk War, a volunteer militia comprised of farmers and rough fellows from the backwoods of Illinois chose Abe Lincoln as their captain. Instilling discipline, Lincoln marched his rowdy company in wide formation headlong toward a fence. Forgetting the proper command to march his men two by two through a small gate, Lincoln ingeniously ordered the company halt, dismissing them to fall in again on the other side. Years later, as president, Lincoln declared having been selected as captain by his friends gave him more satisfaction than he had enjoyed since. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For 30 years, it has been our distinct pleasure to provide comfortable environments in the homes and businesses of our friends in Northern Nevada. We know you have many choices, and we would be honored to be your selected heating and cooling provider. Please visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Kenneth Quirk, General Manager of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Floods, leaks, messes, fear not. Voda Cleaning Reno restores peace. Call today, you will.
When your carpets look like they battled the dark side, you need help from the clean side. Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Reno uses powerful professional equipment to deep clean carpets, tile, and upholstery, restoring freshness to your home. Fast, affordable, locally owned, and trusted.
Dirty carpets? Voda Cleaning in Reno. Save them, we will.
Voda Cleaning of Reno. Come over to the clean side. VodaCleanNV.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
A little low point of the season for Nevada baseball. Lost yesterday, UC Davis 11-9. That was a home game on Monday. They got pounded 11-2 at Sacramento State. Softball team going to be in San Diego today taking on the Aztecs in a doubleheader. Nevada solidly in second place in the Mountain West. And the Aces took the opener of the series with Salt Lake City 9-4 last night. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
And from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neff. Good afternoon to you. 66 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And it is our top local story. Well, he says they had the wrong guy, and now he's suing a man who was arrested at the Peppermill Casino Resort, blaming it in part on AI facial recognition software, has now added the city of Reno to his lawsuit. You might remember back in 2023, Jason Killinger was at the casino resort when the software identified him as someone who was not supposed to be there. He was on the list. But he wasn't. Turns out the program had it all wrong, but Killinger was arrested anyway. He was released, but not before being taken to jail and fingerprinted. Those fingerprints showed he was not the one police were looking for. He's already suing the arresting officer, by the way. Well, Nevada ranks near the top of a dubious list. It's the FBI's register of online scams and cyber fraud. We're number three. Last year, Nevada victims reported more than $302 million in losses to authorities. That's good for third on said list, or more than $9.2 million lost for every 100,000 Nevadans. Now, Nevada also ranks third in the country for how often people report being targeted, with around 407 complaints for every 100,000 residents. Well, an injured bald eagle rescued near North Lake Tahoe. Deputies with the Placer County Sheriff's Office said that they can't describe the nature of the eagle's injuries. It was taken to the Gold Country Wildlife Rescue, where it is getting some care, and the Placer County Sheriff's Office says that eagle is improving. Thank goodness. Moving right along here, it's time right now to check in on today's To Your Health.
Americans are not trusting AI as much when it comes to their own health care.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Just make it a real doctor, apparently. Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center polled more than 1,000 adults and found only 42% are open to AI being used as part of their care. That number was 52% in a 2024 survey. Ravi Tripathi, the chief health informatics officer at the center, suggests using AI in conjunction with a doctor and consult with healthcare professionals before final decisions are made. I'm Michael Kastner.
Nearly 750,000 E-Michon sauté pans are being recalled. There have been dozens of reports that the handles on Granite Stone Diamond Pro Blue sauté pans are coming detached, creating burn hazards. The pans were sold as part of a two-piece set at Costco, Walmart, and Amazon, and also on their websites. Health update, I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A war powers resolution for hostilities against Iran could be up for a vote on Capitol Hill as soon as next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate will vote on a resolution to check President Trump's power over military operations in the Middle East. It was today, this afternoon, as a matter of fact, that Schumer told reporters, quote, "The public must demand that Republicans join with us," his words, "to approve the War Powers Act." The measure comes as the Trump administration seeks a long-term peace deal with Iran during the two-week ceasefire agreement. Well, word is, this just in, you might remember Matthew Perry, the actor from Friends, his overdose death. Of course, the ketamine queen, the woman who was accused of supplying Perry with all those drugs, she has now been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Jasveen Senga admitted in a plea deal to working with another dealer to provide the former TV star with dozens of vials of ketamine, including the dose that led to his fatal overdose in October 23 at the age of 54. We'll have more on that probably coming up at the bottom of the hour. You might have heard a little bit about this, but the California Supreme Court, if you're living in Placer or Sierra Counties, listen up. They're temporarily halting Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco's election results investigation. Word is that Bianco took about 650,000 ballots from state offices for investigation. The Supreme Court has made the ruling this morning, siding with the California Attorney General. It also agreed to review the case. Bianco is in second place right now, according to most polls in the race for California governor. It followed a report from a local watchdog group that said there was a 45,000 ballot gap between the ballots cast and the ballots counted in Riverside County. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. The White House confirming Vice President J.D. Vance will travel to Pakistan this weekend for in-person talks on ending the war with Iran. This after a ceasefire was agreed to. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the original plan was not acceptable.
The Iranians originally put forward a 10-point plan that was fundamentally unserious, unacceptable, and completely discarded. It was literally thrown in the garbage by President Trump and his negotiating team.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Iran now has leverage over the Strait of Hormuz and doesn't believe the ceasefire will make much difference.
The Strait is only partially open for 2 weeks, and it's on a conditional basis. That leverage is not gone. Trump handed to the Iranians leverage over the Strait of Hormuz.
Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on a war powers resolution to limit the president's ability to attack Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Stock time, it is 12:32. Well, you probably already knew this, but a new study finds that raising a kid in the U.S. now costs more than $300,000. According to LendingTree's 2026 report, expenses associated with raising a child are up nearly 2% from last year's report. LendingTree found that over the last year, 14 states saw year-over-year cost increases of up to 10%. Hawaii, Maryland, and Massachusetts topped the list for the most expensive states to raise a child. The analysis also indicated the overall 18-year cost has gone up nearly 28% since 2023. Sorry to hear that. Oh, I'm also sorry to hear if you're flying Delta soon, it's going to cost you more. Delta Airlines is increasing checked bag fees. The carrier will charge $45 for the first checked bag on tickets purchased from April 8th. That's today. And the price continues to rise from there. You want to check a second bag? It's now going to cost you $55, up from $45. And the third checked bag? You better be going on a long trip. It costs now $200, and that is an increase from $150. Delta joins other airlines, by the way, including JetBlue and United, in raising bag fees to address the financial impact of high fuel costs. We don't really have Saks Fifth Avenue here, but you might have heard of it. They're previewing their plans to emerge from bankruptcy. According to documents, the parent company of the luxury store Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus, neither of which I can afford, filed for a Chapter 11 plan of reorganization earlier this week. The company will be rebranded as New Saks. Okay, and have new board members directing it, new management incentive plans, and new agreements with vendors. It entered into a restructuring agreement with capital partners who pledged $500 million in financing once the company reemerges from bankruptcy. FM News Talk time, it is 12:33.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac Home Backup Generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Imagine stepping into a home where colors are richer, deeper, and more vibrant than ever. Colors that stay true no matter what life throws at them. That's the magic of Benjamin Moore's Aura Ultra Premium Paint. Now for a limited time, Ace Hardware at Collin Ranch is offering 20% off. Aura delivers lasting beauty, extreme coverage, outstanding durability, and effortless washability. Transform your space with Aura by Benjamin Moore, only at Ace Hardware, Collin Ranch.
FM Top Weather.
Another pleasant day as we see cooler weather on the horizon and a change in the weather pattern heading into the weekend. But once again in the 70s tomorrow, may not get quite that far. Real automotive expertise without excuses, that's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
An update on local gas prices, painful as it may be. I'm John Potter for the new news. Oil prices are dropping, but not at the local pumps just yet. AAA this morning reported that statewide, the average for regular went up 6 cents from yesterday to $5.15. We crossed the $5 average in Nevada a week ago. The Reno average for regular is now $5.25. The cheapest regular is $4.09 a gallon in Wells, Nevada. In this area, the lowest is $4.45 in Fernley. Diesel has seen the biggest jumps lately, up 23 cents from a week ago to today's average of $6.51. That's the highest in the state. Aside from the war and the current high price of oil, we're facing a supply and demand issue from refinery closures in California over taxes, emission rules, and other regulations. Last year, Phillips 66 closed a huge refinery at the Port of L.A. Valero closed one in the Bay Area, and recently Chevron has warned they may close their refineries in California due to overregulation. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying with the Dow on track for its best day in a year, and oil prices are plunging as investors embrace a two-week ceasefire agreement between the U.S. and Iran. Falling U.S. crude prices are easing inflation fears. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are higher, with tech leading the charge while energy is lagging. Energy stocks like ExxonMobil and Occidental Petroleum, among others, are falling. Travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators are jumping on lower oil prices. Shares of Delta are surging 5%. The carrier reported better than expected earnings and revenue in the first quarter as demand remained robust, even as surging fuel costs cut into its profit. Delta says it will be cutting flights and raising prices to make up for an additional $2 billion in fuel costs it anticipates this quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time, 12:38 time right now for today's Moment with Mike. We're joined, as always, by Mike Bosma. He is the principal of Keystone CPAs right here in downtown Reno. 775-786-4900 if you do need help with your taxes. And by the way, that's coming up pretty soon. Mike, I want to talk a little bit about tax fraud. It's not a myth. It's real. People do it, and the IRS normally catches them, especially in egregious cases, correct?
Correct. Inspector, there's a case out of Las Vegas that just got settled today. Candice McCoy is her name, filed $100 million of fraudulent employee retention tax credit claims. IRS paid $33 million of that. She's just been sentenced to 4 years in prison for it. But the what I want to bring to the listeners' attention is, if you're a business owner that had an employee retention tax credit that was filed that you weren't certain was accurate, you can actually get up to 75% penalty relief if you go contact the IRS first before they contact you. So the way that this case goes, this fraud case out of Vegas, they got her sentenced, and now they're going to start auditing all of her clients. They said $800,000 of refunds issued to her clients. They're going after you. So if you're one of those clients, you have the ability to contact the IRS first and get penalty abatement. If they contact you first, nah, that penalty's on you. So there's a way to avoid that if you are part of that fraud.
So in other words, in this particular case, it's okay to turn yourself in.
Yeah, self-identification is the rule of the day, because they'd rather not punish and persecute people that are trying to do right.
Absolutely. Speaking of doing good and doing right, there's a little something called a police auction, City of Reno auction, surplus auction. I think this was in the Blues Brothers. That's how they got their car with a cop motor and the cop shocks and the cop tires and all that. You pick these things up for a song if you're looking for a vehicle that's, not in bad shape, that might be a good place to go.
Well, and that's where, especially for business owners, there's a number of transit vans that are being auctioned off. The cool thing for business owners is these government vehicles are generally well cared for. They may have a lot of miles, but they're in generally very, very good shape because they have good maintenance. But in this auction specifically that Stremel Auctions is doing, there's no reserve, no minimum. So literally you can get a $500,000 fire truck for $500. That's what it auctions for. So, you know, it's a way to make a buck for local business owners. And if you weren't thinking about going into business, there's some good equipment here that might be the launching pad to do that. You get a jump start for relatively few dollars.
And that's the spring auction. And let's see, that is happening. Looks like it's happening starting right now.
Starting today.
And it runs through Saturday, April 18th. This auction live and in person at the auction facility in Verdi. They'll also be accepting bids simultaneously through their online website, HighBid. That's HighBid, I'm guessing, .com. They'll accept absentee bids and phone bids. I've been to a police auction. There's nothing quite like it. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Right. You get a used cruiser. Like you got the special suspension, special engine. They take the logos off, obviously. But, you know, for a couple, maybe, you know, $1,000, $2,000, you're into a pretty nice ride.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs. Hang on, man. April 15th is coming. I know you're looking forward to the end of that day.
Amen, brother.
All right. 775-786-4900 if you do need some tax help. Mike, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. It is 1241 at FM News Talk.
And the Fritch Elementary School archery team knocked. See what I did there? Knocked another successful season by placing third at the state archery competition, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Wildlife, NDAL, hosted by the National Archery in the Schools program. In 2021, the team won the state title for the first time in the program history, third this year. Shout out to Dean Schroeder, Findlay Hole, and Jace Schroeder, the top three archers on the team. And speaking of shout outs, yeah, you can do that, or you can text 775-884-9910 and let us know what you think. Give us an opinion. Shoot us a news story, whatever you'd like. It is 1242. Quick look at traffic. And speaking of, by the way, before I go there, grazing, Governor Lombardo had a roundtable discussion with the Secretary of the Interior yesterday, Doug Burgum, to discuss ranching with a room full of ranchers here in Nevada, and also agency leaders, BLM perhaps, to talk about the real problems facing the grazing industry. One of those problems is horses. They don't graze. We'll talk about that toward the end of the hour. It's 1243. Here's Phil with another look at traffic.
Engines working. The first one is on South Virginia Street at State Route 431, the Mount Rose Highway. It's on the split to go up the hill. They're working on getting a tow truck out there. We have another one on southbound 580 at Glendale. Again, southbound in that area. And there's still a broken down vehicle on Pyramid Highway at Dolores Drive. That's in Northern Sparks and up by Spanish Springs. It is 61 degrees in Verdi, 64 in Minden, 66 in Wellington, 52 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here is a look at your weather.
Favor the sunshine this afternoon. Going to be the brightest afternoon we'll have probably till next Tuesday, the way things look. Increasing clouds tomorrow and Friday. Chance of showers Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and much cooler weather. 50-degree weather for the high on Sunday. At 65 miles per hour, it takes 4 seconds for your brakes to stop you from hitting the car in front. Don't leave your safety to chance. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
paid for by the committee to elect West Duncan. West Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy-saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
Up to 68 degrees right now in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios in aforementioned downtown Reno. Good afternoon to you. It's Wednesday. We can see your weekend from here. A bizarre story happening right near where they have Burning Man. Washoe County Sheriff's deputies say a small plane has landed on the Black Rock Playa. It's not clear if this was an emergency situation, though. The department says they're going to send a unit out to the scene. It's going to take a while to get there. They're monitoring the situation. But as you know, the Black Rock Playa, that's a very remote desert area where they hold Burning Man. And emergency response, if it is an emergency, might take some time. Not that you normally would, but if you're on your way to the Black Rock Playa, the sheriff's office is asking you to stay away. Well, sewer fees could be going up in the city of Reno. Reno City Council meeting today to consider a sewer user fee increase of $3 a month per year for 3 consecutive years. It would begin this July. Word is that they're considering the increase due to updated cost projections and a revised funding allocation. City staff says they need to do this to maintain sewer fund solvency through 2035. While supporting infrastructure needs at the Truckee Meadows WRF, the sewer collection system, that's where everything goes. If the council does approve the recommendation, the staff will return. It's not going to happen today. The staff will return with a law, an ordinance, if you will, that city council would actually vote on. Well, it's our top local story of the hour. The Meadowood Mall, the site of an attempted machete attack. This went down yesterday afternoon when Reno PD says the suspect ran into the JCPenney at the mall, armed with the machete, began threatening someone else as they took some shoes. Kind of bizarre story in itself. The man ran off but was later caught by Highway Patrol on Hamill Lane. The suspect has not been identified. 88 tickets, 49 warnings from Reno Police after a safety crackdown last month. RPD says they swarmed designated pedestrian safety zones, a.k.a. Crosswalks downtown, and they ticketed both drivers and pedestrians, which means that they are not very pleased with people who are jaywalking. Are you single and you're looking for a place to go? Listen to this. The Reno Public Market, it's the old Shopper's Square. They are holding something called Single Date Night at this food court. The Reno Public Market holding the first ever date night designed to help singles find the right vibe and move away from online dating or speed dating. The event organizer says that the event is for 21 plus. There will be hors d'oeuvres and drink specials from 7 to 9 p.m. The host will make some introductions. They'll ask all the questions you need before you go on your first date. So everybody goes round robin. If a couple matches, they'll be able to go on a free date at one of the event sponsors. This happens Sunday, April 12th. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:50.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Minogue is riding high in high school baseball and softball. In baseball, Minogue beat DeMonte yesterday 13-8 to maintain its number one spot in the North. Number two, Reno, beat Reed 5-0. Spanish Springs, ranked third in the North, beat Douglas 8-3. In softball, Max Preps has moved Minogue to number one in the state. And yesterday, the Miners beat DeMonte 11-0. Number two, Spanish Springs, beating Douglas 12-2. And Reed over Reno in softball. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract. Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, repairs, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
Another day of mild weather, but it's all going to be changing gradually. Upper 60s tomorrow after low to mid 70s today, but by Sunday, just around 50. Real automotive expertise without excuses. That's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
69 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. If you're just checking in with us, the Iran war apparently hitting California harder than any other state. And word is that California is more reliant on gasoline from the region of the Strait of Hormuz. Not sure why that is, but we'll check into that, and I'm sure Fox News will have that coming up a little bit more in the next hour. Well, warmer weather is here a little earlier than normal, and that means bears are getting a wake-up call, and they are hungry. And word is that if you come across a bear, wave your arms, make a lot of noise, and do not run away. Well, that smoke and haze in the air, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. The U.S. Forest Service is doing prescribed burns west of Reno over the next 2 weeks, as long as the weather cooperates. Crews will burn about 600 acres of vegetation as they work to minimize the fire danger. Work will start at 9 a.m. each day, and drone activity is banned. In the Dog Valley area, roads will be open, but drivers are asked to slow down and be mindful of the workers. And it's going to be an extended school year for Washoe County District students. I'm sorry, kids. That's thanks to two snow days that were taken in February. Monday, June 8th will now be the last day of school for most district schools, and it will be a half day. This, by the way, does exclude Incline, Gerlach, and TMCC High School. However, for everybody else in the district, it means you have a weekend, and then you got to go back to school before all ends for good. Doesn't make sense, but that's what they're doing. FMNews.time, it is 12:57. Here's Jerry.
And of course, Greg, what affects California as far as fuel affects Nevada as far as fuel, as we've talked about over the last two or three weeks. And we're not going to have time to get in this too much today, so I may get back to it tomorrow. Thanks again to Brianna Cowan. She's a candidate for Assembly District 39 yesterday. Greg, you asked a great question at the end, something that's been talked about, but unfortunately it's forgotten about, pushed by the wayside. Nobody will face the problem. Nevada does not have the courage or the common sense to even try to do the right thing. And I'm, of course, referring to feral horses, mistakenly referred to as wild horses here in the state of Nevada and the West. And you can thank Richard Nixon for that one. Back in 1971, there were about 25,000 feral horses and burros in the West. Now, 55 years later, that we have more than double that just in Nevada alone, and it's destroying the habitat in Nevada, the habitat for the wildlife. And in fact, what you would have to do to solve the problem right now, number one, you'd have to start managing it, but we have 75% more horses than the carrying capacity of Nevada, meaning it's not doing the horses any good, but who is going to eradicate 30,000 plus horses, which is what would need to be done right now just to get to the maximum amount of horses that we should have here in the state, according to BLM and people that study this for a living. So maybe we'll get back to it tomorrow. It is 12:59. Thank you for listening, and join us for the noon news at 12:06 exactly tomorrow. Greg, have a great afternoon.
Tonight, I throw myself into and out of the red, out of the head, she sang.